My name is Andre Whitehead. For 15 years, I have grown the brand of Tennessee Prep Hoops. Now, with the assistance of Brent Watts, we bring to you Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. All right, welcome to Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. This is Andre Whitehead from Tennessee Prep Hoops, alongside Brent Watts, getting ready for our third show today. We'll be talking about the weather-stained regions right now that have, you know, nobody's being able to play right now. We're going to talk a little bit about the Division II state tournament going on right now at Lipscomb, some local college interest, my Division I state breakdowns where I went through all the rosters in Division I, and we're going to break that down by regions. We've got our special guest today, Josh Schertz, the head coach at Lincoln Memorial University. And when we come back, Brent and I are going to discuss the incident in Middle Tennessee where the two girls coaches threw the game because they didn't want to play against Murfreesboro Blackmen, the number one team in the nation. So we'll be back right after this at Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
I want you to find out who these guys are and where they do their show.
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you?
Homewatch caregivers in Knoxville reminds listeners, show you care by visiting an elderly neighbor, friend, or family member. Learn more about life from one or more of the most experienced people in the world. This reminder from Homewatch caregivers in Knoxville, recipients of the Best of Home Care Award 3 years in a row in 2012, 2013, and 2014. Also awarded Best of Home Care Leader in Excellence. Call 470-4292 for all your home care needs.
Spring is a season of change, rebirth, when new roots are formed, new life arises, and new dreams are born. The cool, crisp breeze sweeps in like the winds of change, making way for the greatest time of the year, spring training.
Pitch number 89 for Burnett. He is launched to left field and deep. Retreating Snyder at the wall. Gone to the opposite field.
Your Atlanta Braves are headed back to Orlando to start a new year with a new young team fighting for their spot on the roster.
Ground ball headed toward the hole. Diving stop. Simmons. Low throw. Dug out by Freeman. They got him.
And as new superstars emerge and new faces take the field, this is the home of Atlanta Braves baseball.
0-2 pitch. Change up. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 10 strikeouts for Julio Teheran, continuing his dominating performance at Turner Field.
The Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
The VLZ.
How was your day? What did you do in school? I'm Barbara Gray, president of the Tennessee Education Association, and these two simple questions can encourage learning in your home. Showing interest and asking about the school day can help motivate your children and keep them excited about learning. So stay involved, stay curious, and ask specific questions. Student success involves the whole family.
A message from the Tennessee Education Association.
The best local UT coverage is here on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, powered by Yahoo Sports Radio.
All right, we are back here at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. Over here with my man Brent Watts, and He's going to get his opinion as well as mine on the incident in Middle Tennessee last week, where the two girls coaches from Riverdale and Smyrna intentionally were throwing the game because they didn't want to be seated in the same bracket side as Murfreesboro Blackman. And I don't know. As a competitor, I'm not sure I liked all that. What about you?
Awesomeness. Functional, operational, lean, awesomeness. Using the NBA, the big words. That's grad school stuff. That is amazing. Kids, listen up. If you're ever going to win a championship, you have to beat the best, whether it's in the first round or in the finals. Because unless you beat the best, you are not the champion. It doesn't matter what bracket you're in, what bracket you're going to be in. It completely undermines the spirit of the game, any competition, when you try and throw it. I understand not wanting to face the number one team in the nation.
Yeah, and I think what they thought was they're better than everybody else, and if they get on the opposite side of the bracket, make it to the region finals, even if they lose, they travel for sub-state, and they can still make it to the state tournament.
And that's what's crazy about high school sports is you're in a tournament environment and you lose and it's not, you don't go home.
Yeah, that one's kind of weird, but it's almost like if you make it to the region semifinals, it's almost like you like just a breath of relief because you win your first two games in the region, you make it to the semifinals. Well, even if you lose,
yeah,
of course you have to travel, but even if you lose, you know, you got a chance to play another game.
Think about it.
I mean, did you see any of the footage on the
game? Oh yeah,
some of it was just ridiculous. I mean, you know, and it's funny because Riverdale a few years ago. I mean, they won a state championship in girls basketball. They had a girl that's playing over at Tennessee, that Middleton girl. She's from she's from Riverdale, and they were really, really good. And I know Blackman's, I mean, they're really, really good. I mean, number one team in the nation, my gosh.
Yeah.
But still, I just, you know, it goes against everything you stand for as a competitor, as a traditionalist, as a basketball guy. I just
– all the cliches aside, lay it on the line, give it all you got. I understand – seeding, tournament position, reality. But winning is a habit. And if you ever break that habit, it's tough to get it back. And telling girls to, or athletes in general, to throw the game and do things such as, hey, look at me, I'm standing in the lane, call 3 seconds, shooting at the other team's basket.
Over and back, intentional, yeah, over and
just,
back.
Just a joke of, hey, fake the flu. Do something.
Or shoot a lot of bad shots. Something. Yeah. I mean, don't make it so obvious, I guess.
I can't see.
I mean, there's no justification for doing it to begin with. I mean, like you said, you know, to quote the great philosopher Ric Flair, in order to be the man, you have to beat the man.
Exactly.
And
from one of the greatest humans that has ever lived, Ric Flair, that's solid advice.
So, well, let's move on to the talking a little bit about the regions. And once again, you know, last week we were preparing for some district championships, you know, and old man Winter, once again, might have been the district champion, district MVP in just about every district in the state.
He's collected a lot of Player of the Week,
especially in
awards.
East Tennessee, because nobody was able to, they had to go by seeding to start their district, to start the region tournament. And then in the region tournaments in West Tennessee, most of them are already in the semifinals. And in East Tennessee, you know, region 1, region 2, with the exception of Oak Ridge, in AA. In region 1 and 2, they were able to get some games in last night. So that's good. And I think they're going to finish up tomorrow night, hopefully, and get to the semifinals. And then in Class A, in regions 1 and 2, with the exception of North Greene and Meigs County, nobody else has even played a first-round game yet. So, you know, they're going to be playing consecutive games on consecutive days because the TSSAA has mandated that the sectional or sub-state, depending on what you call it, is Tuesday. So they have to be done. And so there's a chance they could play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or, you know, a combination of those three out of those four days, they're going to be playing, and then the sectional game on Tuesday. So
you can't hide your Indiana upbringing, can you?
No, sectionals.
It's sub-state.
Well, it's sub-state in Indiana. It's sectionals, regional, sub-state in Indiana, the way God intended it. So, but you know, what can you do? And when Indiana went to from the you know, went to a class system, it just completely ruined it. I mean, I've still not got over that. I mean,
no,
going over there and watching some of those, I mean, that's just the greatest spectacle on earth.
Well, the class system in general, the class system to me makes it most difficult to throw out who is Mr. Basketball. You know,
but I understand, you know, a little bit the logic of the smaller schools never having a chance against, you know, the bigger schools.
Unless you went
to
Milan.
It's a pure population thing.
Unless you went to Milan.
You know, but that.
In 1952.
Yeah, but nobody in the 90s or the 2000s ever, small school ever came close to winning in Indiana. So I understand why they did it, but it's still kind of
Milan did
sad,
it once and they made a movie.
They did. Greatest sports movie of all time, actually.
Amen.
So, well, some interesting things happened along the way in the games that did, you know, were able to be played. And one of the things that just jumped out to me right away was, you know, we talked about it a little bit last week. If Southwind was to beat Ridgeway, they would play Hamilton in the first round of the region. And sure enough, that happened. And Hamilton won.
Yep.
And Southwind's gone. You know, this was a team that was ranked in the top five all year, state champions 2 years ago. And they're home. They didn't even make it out of there. Hamilton, you know, ended up winning and actually won last night over Houston, the number one team in the other district. And they'll be playing Memphis East in the semifinals. Who Memphis East beat them in the district.
But doesn't this go back to what we were talking about earlier? Blackman's a number one seed, obviously.
In the girls.
But Southwind, who is a highly ranked team, is already done. I mean, there's nothing to say that you or somebody else
they're
would.
From Memphis.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying the premise in general. If you have a number one seed in your future, there's no guarantee in tournament basketball that they're going to survive previous games.
No, this is – and let me tell you something. When I was in the fourth grade, we were playing in a baseball tournament, and we were playing this team, and our coach said, well, we have – you know, there's no – we want to save Bobby Rodriguez for the championship game as a pitcher because we can beat this team. We've beat them forever, and we beat them like five times this year. And Bobby Rodriguez didn't pitch that game, and we lost. And didn't get to play in the championship game. I'll never forget
that. Did anybody strike out on purpose?
No. We tried. I mean, they just beat us, you know.
Yeah.
But
well, that's the beauty of tournament basketball. That's why you don't – you give everything you got every night.
You know,
and take
you're
it one
meet
game
up
at
with
a time.
Teams, and you're, you know, sometimes it's okay. It's unfortunate that you're in the opposite region against CPA, or you're in the opposite region against, you know, somebody like that. But I promise you, when Creekwood and CPA play, Creekwood ain't backing down from them.
No,
you know, I promise you that. That's going to be a barn burner, and I'm hoping it happens tomorrow night with the weather. It's been moved back, and if it happens on Saturday, I won't be able to go because I am going to be doing stats at the Division II state championships on
Saturday.
Who's
going to win it?
In the boys, I think it's going to be Brentwood Academy. They actually, you know, the D2 tournament started today, and so far the first game this morning, Brentwood Academy did win over Briarcrest. So I'm thinking it's going to be Brentwood Academy and Christian Brothers, and that'll be interesting because Christian Brothers is the only team in the state that hadn't well, them and Creekwood are the only teams in the state that have not lost a game this year at all, and that's going to be interesting. But, you know, Brentwood Academy starts like three, four freshmen. And you know, Darius Garland, who's a Mr. Basketball finalist, had 17 in the game today. So I think that'll be interesting. And then
Brentwood Academy, are they back to being the Brentwood Academy of old?
Possibly. I mean, these kids are young. So as you know, I mean, they're pretty good as freshmen. So,
yeah.
But most of them, except for Garland, play football. So that's going to be an interesting crossover. And then in the Class A version, in Division II, you got BGA and St. George, Harding and it's BGA and Harding, St. George and Davidson Academy. And I think one of those games probably going on as we speak. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out on Saturday. So if you watch the games on TV, I'll be the guy sitting right next to the announcer, whoever. I think Mike Keith is doing the girls' games, and Mark Nagy is doing the boys' games, I believe, or Chad Withrow or one of the guys from the radio station up there in Nashville, the 104.5. So. But, well, just, you know, staying here in AAA just a little bit, one of the things that, you know, that happened was real exciting thing happened. Siegel, actually, you know, we talked about Siegel a little bit last week. You know, a traditional power, they go to state tournament every year. Blackman, who won the state championship last year, you know, Blackman had beat them twice during the regular season. They play in the district championship. Siegel pulls off the win.
Siegel wins.
And, you know, just they're just playing really well. And then Siegel goes and beats Lincoln County in the first region game. Blackman beats
Shelbyville.
Shelbyville, okay. And so they're in the
– Now they're one game away from a rematch.
Yeah, Siegel's playing Lawrence County. Blackman's playing Stewart's Creek. It'll be very interesting to see. They very well could play in a region championship. And the interesting thing about that is, you know, the past couple of years, when they get to the semifinals like that, the winner, you know, plays their sub-state game at home or sectional game, whatever you want to call it. And then the loser has to travel. But – You know, Siegel could travel to the opposite region where it's probably going to end up being White County and maybe Stone Memorial or Bradley Central. And they got a good chance to win that game.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a good chance. Murfreesboro just tends to be the center of basketball right now here in this state, looking at Blackman.
Well, not in the mid-state.
Mid-state. You can't really lump Memphis anywhere other than Memphis. Yeah. The basketball over there is
unique. Well, I'm interested to see what's going to happen here. You know, they're going to have to get a whole bunch of games in regions one and two, which is our region right here where we live.
Which the big game to me,
Oak Ridge, Maryville, Bearden, Heritage, all those teams.
Well, you call it the Bearden game. I call it the Central game. But well, we can agree to disagree.
Well, I don't. You know, I just call it the Bearden game because they're the higher seed. And don't get me wrong, I love John Higgins, but. You know, I think Bearden's going to, you know, easily win that game. But,
yeah, great job for Coach Higgins to get
the region.
Where
absolutely, because the beginning of the year, if you saw that team, you would have never thought they made it to region. Tucker,
for being a friend of John's, tremendous coaching job getting them to where they are.
Just the kids getting them to believe in him, getting them to buy in.
Some off the court issues, et cetera. But,
and I wonder if this layoff is hurting anybody. I mean, is it hurting? You know, I mean, well, obviously the kids want to play, but, you know, I think it hurts a team like Heritage because they were rolling.
Yeah.
Heritage was on a roll.
Yeah.
And to
keep that excitement long term, turn it on, turn it off.
The loss of time here is good in one way because it heals Hunter Bailey up a little bit. And I think, you know, it's going to be real interesting how that turns out because I think the time frame and everything like that is going to be real crucial when they actually do decide to get to play, which I hope is tomorrow night. So,
well, Heritage got a real good chance of beating Halls.
And they'll be playing at home. And
yeah,
so
they've got a real good chance there. Do they have a chance if it works out to beat Oak Ridge? I don't think they're strong enough at the point guard position to beat them, but they're a well-rounded team.
But if that player Oak Ridge in that second round, that would be a tough one.
I
believe the region is at Oak Ridge, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so. if I have to pick it, I'm going to say you're going to see Oak Ridge, Heritage, Bearden, and Maryville.
That's my prediction, too. And then it'll be another Bearden-Maryville matchup, which I think, you know, even though Heritage did pull that upset in the district, I still think – I've still got Maryville going to the state tournament because I think they shoot the ball – extremely well.
Well, the wake-up call.
And maybe that, too.
It's just the wake-up call they needed. Very well coached team. Coach E will have them back.
Well, all right. Well, we're going to go to a break right now. This is Andre Whitehead with Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Online at sportsradiothevlz.net.
HomeWatch caregivers in Knoxville remind listeners, show you care by visiting an elderly neighbor, friend, or family member. Learn more about life from one or more of the most experienced people in the world. This reminder from HomeWatch caregivers in Knoxville, recipients of the Best of Home Care Award 3 years in a row in 2012, 2013, and 2014. Also awarded Best of Home Care Leader in Excellence. Call 470-4292 for all your home care needs.
Spring is a season of change, rebirth, when new roots are formed, new life arises, and new dreams are born. The cool, crisp breeze sweeps in like the winds of change, making way for the greatest time of the year, spring training.
Pitch number 89 for Burnett. He is launched to left field and deep. Retreating Snyder at the wall. Gone to the opposite field. Freddie Freeman.
You're in last.
Carolina Braves are headed back to Orlando to start a new year with a new young team fighting for their spot on the roster.
Ground ball headed toward the hole. Diving stop. Simmons. Low throw. Dug out by Freeman. They got him.
And as new superstars emerge and new faces take the field, this is the home of Atlanta Braves baseball.
0-2 pitch. Change up. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 10 strikeouts for Julio Teheran, continuing his dominating performance at Turner Field.
The Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
The VLZ.
This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you?
160,000 kids stay home from school every day for the same reason, bullying. This is Barbara Gray, president of the Tennessee Education Association. Bullying impacts nearly one-third of all students every year. But it takes just one caring adult to intervene and help stop the bullying. Take the pledge to be that adult at nea.org/bullyfree.
A message from the Tennessee Education Association.
The best local UT coverage is here on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. Powered by Yahoo Sports Radio.
All right, we are back here at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, and I want everyone to take a minute, go check out the website, tnprephoops.com. You'll find my all-region teams. We've went through single A and double A, and today I put up the first Region 1 and Region 2 for triple A. And
we're not getting any love via Twitter. Nobody's tweeting back. Thanks for the recognition.
If they favorite you and they retweet it, that means they saw it. So,
yeah.
And I gave the Region 2 MVP to Little G, the point guard from Oak Ridge, and he was able to do that. So,
yeah.
If they retweet it, I think that's a recognition. But anyway, finish up the segment with the single A and the double A in the region tournament. Like I said, in single A, they've not been able to play any games, so. It's probably going to be a few days before we get to. I want to see the third meeting between Grace and Megs, because I think that's a game that both teams have a chance to, it'll happen in the semifinals. So, I mean, both teams have a chance to. The loser will go up and probably end up playing Hampton or Cosby and have a chance to advance to the state tournament.
Yeah. Megs has already gotten past their first-round challenge in Jellicoe. Grace Christian has a pretty good chance of overcoming Oliver Springs. It really just comes down to, when are we going to get to play?
Yeah, just you never know how the layoff's going to affect some people. But and I'll tell you, in Double A in Middle Tennessee, we kind of had our first couple of upsets in Region 5. The East Nashville, who played in the championship game last year, was defeated in the quarterfinal round by Maplewood.
Mm-hmm.
And, led by one of the best sophomores in the state, Bo Hodges. And they got a real nice shooting guard, a senior named William Alexander. And in the other side of that bracket, Pearl Cone, who came in as the number 2 seed, defeated Cheatham County, who was number 1 the whole year and top 10 in the state ranked, and beat them badly. Actually, in the game, so you set up a Pearl Cone Maplewood in the quarterfinals, and that's also the team, the district that or the region that's opposite Creekwood and CPA. So somebody's going to get the joy of coming to play at CPA, and then for your bonus for winning, Creekwood's coming up to see you, or CPA's coming up to see you, whatever way that goes. But really interesting. And then in the bottom half of the region there in Double A. I think you got Lexington and Southside. I think it's going to be a great game. Lexington beats Westview, who is a top 10 ranked team. Lexington's got the 6'10 kid, Nick Marshall, going to Memphis. And then Jackson Southside, that's the team who won the state last year. And their point guard, Chris McNeil, Mr. Basketball finalist, going to Western Kentucky. They beat Fayette wearing a last second shot to advance. So and then you've got Haywood in Region 8 that's just rolling. They're playing Ripley. They beat Ripley three times already this year. So Haywood's going to the state tournament. I don't think there's any doubt that
you're going out on a limb there. Do you have inside knowledge?
I don't think it's that big of
a
limb.
You're the guru. I mean, is this something nobody else would know?
I think anybody that's read a newspaper would know that. So, well, here's on the show the last couple of weeks, we talked about I did this little breakdown. I put it on the website every year. I go through, peruse, as I say, all the Division I rosters and write down all the kids on every roster in the country that are from the state of Tennessee. Now, a lot of these kids are, some are scholarship players, some are walk-ons, and you know who you are. And so I broke it down, but I went a little further and broke it down by region. I broke it down by East, Middle, and West. And I also, kept track of which schools had the top players. And there's eight schools that have three or more. There's a whole bunch that have two, and a great, great big deal that have that just have one.
I bet I can name a bunch of them out of East Tennessee.
But you think you could, huh?
The current players from East Tennessee?
Well, yeah, you probably name some of the current players, but there's not a school that has more. There's not a school in East Tennessee that has three or more. No.
Yeah. But I can name a big surprising one is Tarwater.
Well, yeah, and Webb has two.
Webb has two.
Burton Sampson at
Belmont.
At Belmont. Yeah. He's done a great job.
Of course, the biggest name, at least out of East Tennessee, is still Dre Matthew.
And, yeah, Dre is that. And actually, Minnesota has two because Andre Hollins from White Station also plays at Minnesota. But White State. And so if we break it down geographically, obviously, the majority of the 133 is coming. So 75 of that 133 is from West Tennessee.
I feel shocked.
And 36 from Middle Tennessee and 24 from East Tennessee. So it kind of broke down.
Now, that number surprises me. I figured that number would have been a lot. I figured there'd have been more disparity out of...
Between Middle and East?
Yeah, but you're counting Chattanooga and East, aren't you?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, okay. That is... I go back to years ago when, Tennessee pulled four players out of the greater Chattanooga area.
Chattanooga used to be loaded.
Used to be, but they pulled Harris Walker and C.J. Black out of Brainerd and then Vincent and Dell out of Cleveland. That's an NBA player, a borderline NBA player, and just Chattanooga used to be loaded.
Yeah, Chattanooga used to be loaded. And they had the kid Malcolm – they went to Georgia Tech. I can't name
him.
Malcolm Mackey.
Yep.
Went to Georgia Tech, and it was an area where there was always players coming out of. But as far as the top schools, as a countdown here, we start at number eight, and Science Hill, which actually is in East Tennessee. No, yes, it's just Upper absolutely. East Tennessee. They have three.
Yes.
Brentwood has three. CPA has four. Memphis East has five. Ridgeway, which is also in Memphis, has six. Memphis Melrose, seven. Memphis Southwind, 7, and Memphis White Station, 8. So there's your breakdown. It's it's a little heavily Memphis loaded, I guess you could say.
Is this part of the Memphis report?
That is, if we're talking about high school basketball in the state of Tennessee, there's always a Memphis slant. I'm sorry. It's just, we do our best to give love to everybody. But when we're talking about statistics like this that are, numbers don't lie, man. Numbers do not lie. So I just think that's a really interesting thing. I love going through and looking at the different, conferences. And, you'd be surprised. There's guys on Pac-10 rosters. There's guys at in the WAC. There's guys on the West Coast that you would never think.
Memphis is Tennessee. A national recruiting ground. There's absolutely no question about that. And that sort of leads to where you're going to be and what's coming up. The state tournament. This is for a lot of unsigned seniors. This is the big show. You make it to the state tournament. How many college coaches do you think you'll see at the state tournament?
You see, you know,
especially your small college
30,
guys.
You know, by 20, the time 20 it goes to 30, down. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see.
Generally, a coach will tell you, if I'm here, that's not a good thing because that means we're not playing anymore.
Yes.
You know, and like Division I coaches, they don't want to be at the state tournament because they still want to be playing. So, and so there's no question that they will they tell you that. So
yeah, they're not looking for that early exit. And plus, if they're a major college program and they're still looking for an unsigned senior, they're a little behind the curve. Yeah, most of your big time guys.
So this weekend will be you know, the Division II, which is the private school state tournament at Lipscomb, and I love the facility, and that's also, you know, to make our official Don Meyer reference, that's the house that Don Meyer built. You know, not literally, I guess, because he never probably did much in that arena. Mm-hmm. I don't know for a fact, but trust me, the program has his stamp all over it.
That program, when they looked at going Division I, they were being forced into going Division I because their basketball rival. They don't have football.
Yep.
And neither does Belmont. Basketball's the show right there off Granny White Pike. And so, yeah, that is years of massive success at the NAIA level led to a Division I commitment by their alumni and boosters. And so, yeah, that is our Don Meyer reference.
Yeah, good. And we have to have that every year because he's legendary. So we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to break down the some of the local college stuff, which a lot of their conference tournaments are starting. We're going to do the John Bailey Company Player of the Week and the Logo Braces Coach of the Week. And this is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
I want you to find out who these guys are and where they do their show.
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Spring is a season of change, rebirth, when new roots are formed, new life arises, and new dreams are born. The cool, crisp breeze sweeps in like the winds of change, making way for the greatest time of the year, spring training.
Pitch number 89 for Burnett. He is launched to left field and deep. Retreating Snyder at the wall. Gone to the opposite field.
Your Atlanta Braves are headed back to Orlando to start a new year with a new young team fighting for their spot on the roster.
Ground ball headed toward the hole. Diving stop. Simmons. Low throw. Dug out by Freeman. They got him.
And as new superstars emerge and new faces take the field, this is the home of Atlanta Braves baseball.
0-2 pitch. Change up. Swinging a miss. Strike three. 10 strikeouts for Julio Teheran, continuing his dominating performance at Turner Field.
The Atlanta Braves Radio Network,
the VLZ.
For our troops and their families, the military is more than a career. It's a journey. And every step along the way, the USO is there.
It's an experience that soldier will never forget. That's what the USO does.
From the time they join to the time they transition out of the military, the USO is there, offering programs and support along the way.
It's way more than a free phone call for us. It's that opportunity to stay mom, and the USO makes it all possible.
Be a part of their journey. Learn more today at USO.org.
How was your day? What did you do in school? I'm Barbara Gray, president of the Tennessee Education Association, and these two simple questions can encourage learning in your home. Showing interest and asking about the school day can help motivate your children and keep them excited about learning. So stay involved, stay curious, and ask specific questions. Student success involves the whole family.
A message from the Tennessee Education Association.
For our troops and their families, the military is more than a career. It's a journey. And every step along the way, the USO is there.
It's an experience that soldier will never forget. That's what the USO does.
From the time they join to the time they transition out of the military, the USO is there, offering programs and support along the way.
It's way more than a free phone call for us. It's that opportunity to stay mom, and the USO makes it all possible.
Be a part of their journey. Learn more today at USO.org.
This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you?
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Online at sportsradiothevlz.net.
All right, we are back at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio here at Sports Radio 1180, the VLC. And on the phone, we have our special guest for the day. This is Josh Schertz, the head coach at Lincoln Memorial University. How you doing, Josh?
Doing great, Andre. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no problem, guys. Now, I want to give a little breakdown on your career here. I did some research, and man, I was just blown away with some of the stuff I found out. In six seasons at Lincoln Memorial, you're 140-41, which is about a 77% winning percentage. Three SAC regular season titles, two conference tourney titles, four consecutive trips to the NCAA. And did you know that the school in the previous five seasons before you were there won a total of 39 games? I just think that's absolutely amazing. You were the coach of the year in 2011 and 2014. Coming off, you started at Florida Atlantic University, then you worked at Lynn University, which I believe is your alma mater, and then Queens University, which, man, that's a D2 powerhouse. And then you went to High Point, were associate head coach there before you came over, and man, that's quite a resume, Josh.
Been a lot of places, been incredibly fortunate to be around a lot of really good people when I was an assistant and worked for some great guys. And then obviously as a head coach, you know, it's always about the people you surround yourself with. A head coach is only as good as the people they surround themselves with. And I've been very, very lucky to have a lot of really talented, high character, intelligent players, and obviously assistants have done a great job of helping to find those players and help develop those guys. And administration here at Lincoln Memorial that's really committed to athletic success at the small college level. And, you know, that's not a certainty in today's world. It's actually pretty rare to find a small college that really emphasizes and is committed to the success of the basketball program. So I've had pretty good fortune in all those regards.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can – I mean, just in the short time you've been there, you've had assistant coaches that have already left and taken on head coaching jobs. So that's huge. That is says a lot about what you guys have done already.
Well, I appreciate that. We've had a number of guys go on. We have, I think, three right now. They're Division I assistants, another one that's a Division II head coach, and we've got a couple really good ones that are on staff right now that are, I think, going to be stars in the business. And it's always a collaborative effort in a program, and one person certainly can't come close to, you know, filling all the roles. I'll say this, and the players obviously do all the heavy lifting. They're the ones that have to go out and perform. And you know, Andre, you've been around this for a long time. Assistants are so vital, and they get probably not nearly as much credit as they deserve. But those guys, their work behind the scenes, they're the point man on a lot of these recruits, and they're out and doing a lot of the behind the scenes stuff with player development and helping these guys, helping identify, et cetera. So, really been fortunate in a lot of regards to have great players and great assistants.
No, there's no doubt you've had great assistants. I mean, I've enjoyed, you know, getting to know you guys over the years. And, you know, I feel like, you know, Lincoln Memorial, that's a diamond in the rough. I wish more people would get out there and check you guys out. I mean, you're standing at number three in the nation. I think you close out Saturday with Catawba as your last regular season game. And I believe last night you made up for your lone loss of the season, don't you think?
We definitely played very well last night. It's always the Costuming game has so much history and tradition. It's a great rivalry game, and Chuck's done an unbelievable job with that program. And rivalry games are only really rivalry and have any meaning if both teams are good. If both teams are bad, then if you're playing for no stakes. And if one team's good and one team's bad, then it's really not a rivalry because one team's winning all the games. So Chuck's done a great job of that program, and certainly we played very well last night and made up for getting our tails kicked here at home a few weeks ago. We were able to turn the table a little bit last night, and hopefully for East Tennessee basketball fans will be a third chance to square off maybe in Greenville. We played three times the last few years. Hopefully there's a postseason showdown on the horizon.
Yeah, absolutely. There's probably a good chance of that. Well, another thing that I want to delve into is that's why on the show we've tried to have a diversity of coaches and players that we like to talk to. Just, everybody goes after the D1 guys, but I like to talk because I think it's just very hard on your level to recruit because you basically have to wait for the D1 guys to kind of be done. But the player that you have to get to win at your level are basically Division I type players because, the people do not understand the level of basketball that you guys play at. They do not understand how good you are. I think it's just automatically, it's one of those things, well, you're not a Division I player. Well, then I'll go play D2. Well, no, you're not going to play D2 because you don't understand how good they are. A lot of D1 transfers I know is part of the D2 makeup, and I know that you guys your recruiting reach is a lot different than a lot of other people. I know you like to go up into Ohio and you like to go into some of those areas because you're on the back end of the state. So Nashville and Memphis are worlds from you. So going up to Ohio and in that area because I know you've. You made a living off of some guys from that area and then some D1 transfers and, getting them in here and kind of their last chance, for whatever reason something happened and they didn't, make it in the first half and they come there. And you guys have thrived on that the last few years.
Well, we definitely have, obviously recruiting and getting the right players, not only from a talent standpoint, but from who they are, the type of character they are, the type of people they are is incredibly vital. We've had we're in a little different situation here in Harrogate, like you mentioned. We're kind of up in the northern, tip of it. And, I do think there's a general consensus that, people understand, how good Division II basketball is and what kind of level of player you have to be to come in and compete and succeed, at this level. We kind of do it a little bit uniquely. We've taken, as like you said, we've taken, I think, since I've been here, we've had five or six transfers, and most of them have been really, excellent players. We've had to kind of, we've had all high school kids. We haven't had, like, this year's roster is 15 high school kids, and last year's was the same boat. We just haven't found that transfer that was able to kind of fit what we were trying to do. And so you have to kind of wait through it. You have to let the Division I's kind of do their work, and then certainly the whole key at our level. And I think it's the same at the low major. I came, like you mentioned, from High Point University, which is in the Big South. And the whole key, whether you're at High Point University or Lincoln Memorial, is in the evaluation and trying to figure out, here's where this kid is. Here's where we project he could be. And is he the type of person? Does he have the type of work ethic? Does he have the type of character? Does he have the type of commitment level? Is he the type of competitor that would allow him to potentially reach that potential? And so all those things kind of factor into it. And you try to evaluate, and certainly you look at a guy like Lorenzo Ross, who, potentially could be the player of the year in our league this year. We took him, 4 years ago out of Savannah and thought he was a mid-major player, just was overlooked. Luquan Choice, who last night, set the all-time three-point record at 34 points against Carson, he's a sophomore. Same scenario, overlooked. There's guys out there. We have to, like you said, got to kind of wait it out. I think Division II recruiting is the hardest. Division III is non-scholarship, so it's a little different. Division I, certainly. And then at our level, you're kind of in between, and you have to figure out, you know, how you want to go about it and who you want to bring in. And certainly, like I said, as I mentioned, the evaluation, not only of the talent, you know, but who they are as people is really vital to trying to build a team.
Absolutely. And the, I mean, the guys that you have to, like, you know, the coaches that you talked about, your assistant coaches, just to identify the guys that you've, you know, that you've had, that you've come up with that have, you know, that have thrived in your program. Like you said, that, you know, finding the fit, finding that niche, that's tough. You know, guys that are under-recruited like that. I mean, it's a, yeah. I mean, it's a travesty that Lorenzo Ross is not a Division I player. I mean, great for you guys, but you can't tell me. I mean, I remember the first time you brought him down to Rocky Top that year, and I was saying, Josh, oh my God, this kid can play, yeah. You know, and that's another thing I want to thank you for is, you know, I feel the, with the success of the Rocky Top League starting out, I think a lot of that had to do with you guys coming down and being a part of it that first few years and, you know, really just, you know, I hope that it got the school some recognition. I know that, you know, I enjoyed having you guys down there and hopefully we can get all that back and get you guys down there again. And, but one thing I want to talk about is your facility. Man, people do not realize what a nice facility you have in that area.
Yeah, it really is. It's a, it's a, you know, it seats over 5,000. It's you know, really just been renovated, brand new floor laid down. They're adding this summer another like a $75,000 jumbotron from the middle of the court to hang down the hanging scoreboard and brand new locker rooms and weight rooms and a, you know, beautiful film room. Our facility certainly, you know, we're on par with really most any mid-major Division I from, like I said, from where our guys live to the arena itself. Like I said, locker rooms, film rooms, weight rooms, etc. And that goes back to what you and I talked about is, the school really being committed to the basketball program and being committed to doing everything they can to help us be successful. The best thing the school can do is obviously to help create as nice a product as possible. So we can get a guy, I agree with you, like Lorenzo Ross. You know, when it comes down to Division II, you know, we feel like we have, like I said, anything on par with any mid-major Division I in terms of our facilities and what we can offer a kid from not only the academic side, but obviously from, you know, where you're going to live, where you're going to play, and those things are obviously hugely important to the type of player, both level and person, that you can attract.
There's no doubt, Coach, and you've done a fantastic job, and I really, really appreciate your time and your insight and coming over here to visit us, and I'm going to let you go, let you get ready for, you know, hopefully go out to see some high school games if they ever decide to play them again. I'm not sure what's going on right now. The weather has just completely played havoc with everything, and I know there's some local guys that you guys want to take a peek at and everything, but Josh, thank you so much. Good luck to you in the conference tournament. Look forward to seeing you in the NCAA tournament, and best of luck to you, my friend.
Thank you, Andre. Appreciate everything you do, not only for us, but for high school basketball in general. You're the best there is when it comes to covering high school basketball in the state of Tennessee. Nobody's even a close second. So we appreciate all you do for the college coaches and, more importantly, for the kids. What you do and the way you do it is very, very special. We appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, Josh. Have a good one.
All right, Andre. Take care.
That was a wonderful interview with Coach Josh Schertz from Lincoln Memorial University, number 3 ranked team in the nation in Division II. So we're going to take a break now. This is Andre Whitehead, Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the BLZ.
The SEC, the NFL, and the entire Vol Nation.
What?
The SEC, the NFL, and the entire Vol Nation. We cover it all.
You don't say.
The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
That's amazing.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America. Changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ listeners, get ready because we're about to start something big. How big? It's Big Deals, a local website where you can shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses and save
big money.
The Big Deals site will have certificates to all kinds of businesses, restaurants, grocery stores, auto services, salons and spas, and more, items you purchase all the time. It's coming to your favorite station's website, sportsradiothevlz.net. Get ready for some big deals.
For our troops and their families, the military is more than a career. It's a journey, and every step along the way, the USO is there.
It's an experience that soldier will never forget. That's what the USO does.
From the time they join to the time they transition out of the military, the USO is there, offering programs and support along the way.
It's way more than a free phone call for us. It's that opportunity to stay mom, and the USO makes it all possible.
Be a part of their journey. Learn more today at USO.org.
160,000 kids stay home from school every day for the same reason, bullying. This is Barbara Gray, president of the Tennessee Education Association. Bullying impacts nearly one-third of all students every year, but it takes just one caring adult to intervene and help stop the bullying. Take the pledge to be that adult at nea.org/bullyfree.
A message from the Tennessee Education Association.
This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you?
The best local UT coverage is here.
Please continue listening. Be sure to tell a friend and have that person tell 10 more. We're like the pyramid scheme of radio. But please, just do it. Or they'll change our format. And we can't go back to Perry Como and the Captain and Tennille. That just sucks.
Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, powered by Yahoo Sports Radio.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
All right, we are back here at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. Let's go into our final segment here. We're going to talk a little bit about the local colleges and how some of them are doing. And, you know, we've been doing a little research. They're getting ready to play most of their conference tournaments. I believe the Maryville Scots started their conference tournament today, Brent. They're playing right now, I believe.
They are currently playing. They're currently winning 36-24. Over Greensboro, who put them out last year. But just in general, across the state, that means Sewanee, Rhodes, and the Maryville Fighting Scots will be starting conference tournament play this weekend. So they will either receive or not receive an NCAA tournament bid on Sunday, March 1st, with March Madness officially beginning with the Division III NCAA bids going out, which at that level, huge difference. Division I, Division II, Division III, you get a bid to an NCAA tournament, the NCAA pays the bill, and that's the beauty of it. So no more are you stuck on the college's dime. It's unlimited. Well, at least compared to the usual.
Well, that would be good for Maryville if they were able to pull that off because, you know, they've had an okay season, but it's not been one of the better seasons that Coach Lambert's had because they're hovering right around 500, I believe. So
yeah, he also has better players than he ever had. They should be in the tournament. I don't have strong feelings on this, I promise.
Well, you're an alumni, so yeah. You have the right to...
These kids are a lot better than me, and I won a lot more games.
Yeah, so you have the right, and maybe the rest of the conference wasn't as good.
And I'm an angry old
now
man.
Now you've got Maryville College assistants spread out through there, and they know how to win. So.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But, I want to mention that Jamani Bird from Maryville College was selected to the first team all-conference.
First team, Spencer Schaffner from Oak Ridge was second
and
team
all-conference. And who is Jamani Bird's high school coach?
The coach at Carter.
Very good.
Yes.
Jody Boydstone. That's a pretty interesting little fact there. So,
and how Jamani Bird's playing Division III, I will never know, but he is quite a player.
He is a very good player. Now, here's something. I was doing a little research, looking some things, and I came across something that just blew me away, Brent. It was I was looking at King College and their roster and how many kids, you know, they had from Tennessee and stuff like that, and was looking at one of their box scores for one of their games. They beat Southern Wesleyan probably 2 weeks ago, 94-72, and I was looking at it, and I noticed they had zero turnovers.
Typo.
None.
Typo.
I don't believe – no, it was – and then I looked back and read the article, and it was mentioned in the article that, I mean – that, isn't that what you strive for? A game with zero turnovers? That's what Coach Knight has been trying to, you know, he tried to get that accomplished.
Dean Smith pushed for that too, but it was called the four corners.
Yeah, that's just stalling the ball. But I just thought that was unbelievable. And King standing at 23-5 in the conference. The Carolinas, I believe they're second in the conference, and I think their conference tournament is coming up soon. And
I believe Division II starts next week. Division II, and then so Division I should be around the middle of March when they have their conference tournaments.
Now, Bryan College, you're going to talk a little bit about Bryan College and one of their players, but I want to tell you something, why everybody in the listening audience should be a fan of Bryan College right now. I just was, you know, perusing all the rosters in their conference, and I just realized that every single player on the Bryan College roster is from the state of Tennessee.
Yes.
So if you're from the state of Tennessee,
I can't pronounce his name, but I've met him numerous times. Coach Reza
Rakowski.
Coach is a great guy down there at Bryan. I do know his assistant, Coach Lahan, another great guy. I think they got a great environment, especially for basketball.
And they've got a JV program, so they're getting a lot of kids in there, and they've done really well. And one guy in particular that I know you want to talk about.
I get to say his name first. I get to say it because you usually steal this. And that was the game that Maryville lost, you and I did the radio on.
Yes, we did.
Because the one man gang himself from Tennessee, from Stone Memorial, was again named AAC Player of the Year, Brandon Cole.
That's just awesome. I looked it up. He right now he's second in the nation in scoring at 29.3 points a game. He's first in rebounding at 11.3 points a game. And it's a 6'1 post, guys. 6'1 post.
I did. I put that on Facebook today. Coach Lahan put 6'2 Brandon Cole.
I saw that. Yeah. I commented, too. I don't even do Facebook very much, and I even commented and said, congrats to the one-man gang. I think that's
6'2. If he's 6'2, I'm 6'8. But he plays like he's 10 feet tall. The kid is unbelievable. You know, he is super exciting to watch in the Rocky Top League.
Oh, he's great.
He just bullies people.
he's quick on his feet. He's got incredible hands. He gets a shot off really quickly. He knows how to use his body. He's great with angles. And he's got probably the best hands of anybody that – it's just he catches everything.
So. Yeah. Another one, kid I had in the Rocky Top League, Tyler Yoder of Stone Memorial. All freshmen for Bryan. So let's get moving on. That's a great segment.
And don't forget, Oteria Lee from there was the freshman of the year.
Freshman of the year.
He's a CAK kid.
That's exactly right.
Now we want to step up and tell everybody who our John Bailey Company player of the week.
Brandon Cole.
Of course that was Brandon Cole. I mean, it's easy. That's a no-brainer right there. I mean, guy is he's Tennessee royalty. A Mr. Basketball finalist, every accolade that you can think of, 2,500 points, and 1,500 rebounds.
He's going to be murdering the 6 foot and under Church League in a few years.
Oh, he's going to be when he's old. He's going to be killing the Crossville Power and Rec team. Oh, he's going to be unbelievable.
He might be 6 foot tall, but that's not how tall he plays.
And now our ankle braces,
logo braces, coach
logo
of the week.
Logo braces, coach of the week.
This was pretty easy. Siegel.
Mr. Ben Dotson at Siegel. Siegel, you know, pulled the, you know, struggled throughout most of the season, closed it strong, win the district tournament over Blackman.
Yes.
Then they win their first game over Lincoln County in the first, and
they got the
Siegel's
hardware.
On rolling right now.
They got basketball, as we said numerous times, is a tournament sport.
So they're rolling this right now. So you know, you start playing good basketball this time of year, great things can happen. So all right, everybody.
Yep.
Thank you again for another show. The incomparable Brent Watts over here with his insight. And I just want to say thank you to everybody for listening. And we air on Saturdays at 2 o'clock on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. And pretty soon when we get the website redone, we're going to have all them shows on podcast. Anybody listening that wants a copy of it, I can email it to you. Just get a hold of me. And I just want to say thank you for letting us do this. I want to say thanks to our handsome Brad Pitt-esque producer Seth. And if there's any females listening, and once they find out, they're going to be breaking down the doors. So
yeah, they
once
will
again,
find us.
Thank you, and appreciate your time. And this is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, signing off. See you next week.
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Online at sportsradiothevlz.net.
The SEC, the NFL, and the entire Vol Nation.
What?
The SEC, the NFL, and the entire Vol Nation. We cover it all.
You don't say.
The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
That's amazing.